Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
All over the country, people are having to switch banks because Ulster Bank and KBC are leaving the market. So how do you do it? And what should you think about when deciding where to switch to? This is a personal item for me, so I'm going to hound Paul Merriman with all the questions from AskPaul.ie. Paul, how are you?
Hi, Epic. How are things? Good morning.
I'm not too bad. Have you ever had a drop of imposter syndrome? We were just chatting about it earlier.
Yeah, every day.
Every day, yeah. That's the way it should be. Yeah, exactly. 100%. Yeah, exactly. Come here, Paul. So this is happening to me at the moment. Ulster Bank are leaving and Ulster Bank are my bank. And there are hundreds of thousands of customers around the country, which is the exact same thing is happening to them. So before we start talking about the customers moving banks, tell me why the banks are moving out of Ireland, first of all.
The banks are moving out of Ireland basically because they find it too expensive to do business here compared to any other countries. And they're not making as much money in the Irish market as they can elsewhere. So
yeah.
it's a commercial decision to pull out of the Irish market. It's been very tough for them here since, I suppose, the recession. Before the recession in 2007, 2008, they were having a great time making lots of money. And since then, we've seen a lot of banks pull out of the Irish market. Ulster Bank, KBC, stayed behind. They tried their best, in my opinion. It's a shame because they were great banks and they brought in great competition to the Irish marketplace, which wasn't there, but hasn't been here in a while. And it's gone now. And we're left with just the Irish banks. And okay, the likes of Revolut maybe in 26, but primarily are just left with the Irish banks again. And especially at times when interest rates are going to start increasing for mortgage holders, I think it's a very bad a bad sign for the Irish banking sector and for consumers. But if you have a KBC or Ulster Bank account, you have to get moving and quickly. It's nearly an urgent matter now at this stage for people that haven't switched like yourself.
So yeah, exactly. I actually, do you know what? I'm at the stage where I've opened a new account in a new bank,
but
it's the sitting down and doing all the direct debits that is going to be the thing. But why? Because you said it's a matter of urgency now. So why is it so important for customers to take action now?
Okay, so the real reason so important is, I don't think anybody is saying this is with the reason, but I know this is the reason, is the banks are absolutely hammered with customer service.
Yeah.
The banks are really struggling at the moment to take on, especially because a lot of people are switching their mortgages as well, not only because KBC knows a bank are leaving, but also because interest rates are increasing around the country.
So,
across the European Union. So everyone's switching their mortgage as well, and the banks are getting hammered. The banks had a really bad time during COVID-19.
Yeah.
They went to remote working, and they lost an awful lot of staff as well. So they can't keep up with the requests. So you've mentioned that you're on sitting down, you're doing your own direct debits. All the banks are promoting, big bank, Bank of Ireland and AIB are particularly out there promoting the switch to them. And they have massive TV campaigns and massive marketing budgets behind this. And they're saying it's an easy process. It's not an easy process.
No.
And I wouldn't be letting the bank switch my direct debits for mortgages and loans, etc. I'd be doing it myself where I can. So I'd be giving myself an hour and sitting down. So if you want to open your bank, say you're just for example, you can move the Bank of Ireland today, open your Bank of Ireland account today. It's very easy to do it online. You can do it. It should take you a couple of minutes. You can do joint accounts as well. So it's a really good system. And all the banks are the same type of technology to allow you to open an account quickly. It's what happens after you open the account is going to be the issue. Because like I said, I don't think they have the customer service or staff to pull this off. And I wouldn't be letting a bank or putting it on the bank to change my mortgage or change my rent or change my car loan or whatever loans I have. Because if you miss a payment, now you're on the central credit register.
Yeah, of course.
As well. Now, although it's not your fault and you can kick and scream, it's going to take you months to sort it out and sleepless nights. If you're going through a mortgage application, you might get refused, you might not get credit again in the future. So you just don't need that hassle. And I really, really believe that the banks are going to have a lot of issues with customers and current accounts after these major switches and hundreds of thousands of accounts have taken place. So I'd be switching today, open any account today, and from there then I'd be taking a day to maybe have an hour or two off, or I'm going to ring all my existing direct debit accounts and switch them to my new account from the 1st of October maybe. That's all you have to do. Switch from the 1st of October, let your wages go through for September, and then from October, your wages go in the end of September to your new bank account, and October, everything's set up. And it's also a time, Abby, for people to maybe change the direct debit date. You ever seen that when you set up a direct debit and it's an awkward date that you don't want it to be on the 18th of the month? Yeah. You know, ring your provider and say, look, I need this now to be the 28th of the month or the 1st of the month when I get paid or very soon.
So you can actually do, you could do a bit of life admin while you're at it as well.
Exactly.
So tidy it up.
Yeah, tidy up everything here and make it, put it on your terms. Like I said, the 1st of the month is usually ideal if you're paid at the end of the month. Now, obviously, if people are paid weekly or bi-monthly, it might be different. So I think that's a good idea to get everything wrapped up in one. Now, the big question is, where do you go? I can't give you that answer because everyone's different in what they want from their bank.
Yeah.
The CPC.ie, the Consumer Protection website, is really, really good. It allows you to compare all the banks side by side, who charges for debit cards, who doesn't charge for ATM withdrawals, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So go there, have a look around. But, you know, there's some really cool tech out there. When you look at the likes of Revolut, there's really cool tech. And on Pust as well, have spent a lot of money on Pust, have on their online platform. But the problem with all these online platforms is they come with a lot of tech issues. You know, I personally had a bad experience with Revolut where I was locked out and I was my account was closed for no reason whatsoever.
It's scary, enough when that happens. Like, because even if a lot of people have Revolut just as kind of an extra thing, but now people are moving towards having, you know, their full whack in Revolut.
I'm not a big believer of that, to be honest with you. Yeah. I wouldn't be, especially after my experience. I think if you're putting your direct debit in there, your full wages in there from direct debit, and you get locked out or something goes wrong, there's no customer service. I only spent 4 weeks banging my head off a brick wall with app and trying to message people, and no one coming back to me, no one giving me. Now, it got sorted eventually, but it was stressful. Now, it was only a few hundred quid in the app, to be fair, but you know, if you have your mortgage and you have everything going through that app and you're locked out, again, you just want to be very careful. So at least with the main Irish banks, as much as I do like to give them a hard time sometimes, they have got customer service and they have got really good customer service and really good in branch staff. You can go in and have a chat with them. They'll help you out and you'll probably get your issue, if there is a tech issue, resolved fairly quickly. You go to an ATM or a cash machine and get or a teller and get money. Well, they're coming slimmer, those banners. You're getting them is a good idea.
Can I ask you about, so you were talking about the banks there and the obviously there's less choice in the market now, or there will be less choice in the market when Ulster Bank and KBC go.
Yes.
But there's also, and you were talking about Revolut and stuff like that, but there's also the credit union and on Pust as well, which handle money now as well.
Yeah,
with the credit union always handle money, but you know what I mean. So who would be better off? What type of person would you say might be better off going with, say, a credit union account or an on Pust money account?
Look, I'm a big believer in the credit union. I have a credit union account. My wife has as well. The kids, we really love the credit union. But unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to back them for a credit union current account.
Okay.
I think it's too expensive. I don't think it's the service, or I don't think the technology is there either. Okay. But it's a great place to hold an emergency fund, you know, minimum €1,000 or kind of any cash that you have. You're saving for a wedding or something like that, or buying a property. I think they're brilliant. They're great in the community. But I think when it comes to tech and it comes to credit, to kind of those current accounts, I think they're a little bit behind their competition, in fairness to them. But you can, if you have a credit union account, you're in there all the time and you're taking money out back and forth, it might be the bad option for somebody. Anyone that's, you know, looking for tech or looking for, you know, that quick payments. I think you mentioned Revolut there. They're going to win out here. I mean, everybody, you know, there's 2 million Revolut accounts nearly in Ireland, and there's nearly 400,000 Revolut Junior accounts. Yeah. They've done a massive, massive job on this. Mm. But I don't know many people that have their Revolut account as their main working account. They still have a Bank of Ireland AIB account primarily, or maybe KBC or Ulster Bank. And, you know, if they're using Revolut for, you know, if they're paying for maybe sharing a meal with their friends, or they're going for a pint, or, you know, they're going away on holidays, they might use Revolut, but they're not using it for their main working accounts. So I think probably people are going to end up with both. I would still, on Pust, have a really good current account. It's €5 a month. It's a little expensive, but the technology behind it is really cool. But they have had their own teething problems with their technology as well. But it is quite cool. It's very like Revolut, that you can do your vaults, you can do your saving jars, you can do your rounding up. So you can do all that stuff on Pust as well. So for those that might be a little bit afraid still of Revolut and not feel fully comfortable with them, maybe on Pust is a good option there, because they have got really good tech.
Can I ask you a quick one there? I just got a text here. So someone texted in and said, hi, can I get some advice, please? I have an Ulster Bank account. I've moved to AIB, but I have an outstanding overdraft with Ulster Bank. It's been there for years when I applied for a loan, but they gave me an overdraft because it was quicker. I can't afford to pay for this outright. It's only €500, but what's the best way to go about this? Thanks in advance.
Yep. Oh, that's a really good question. You're better off just asking AIB, can they give you a 500 euro loan to get rid of that? Because the overdraft is fairly expensive in some places, so it depends on what the rates are. So the overdraft is really expensive. So that was really bad advice that person got, first of all. They should have took out a small personal loan.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'd be going to the bank and say, you need a small personal loan. You want to pay it back ASAP over a year. Interest rates should be around 5, 6%. And, yeah, it's going to be way cheaper than having an overdraft balance outstanding for that year. The overdraft's going to crucify them in interest rate. So that's what I'd be doing, going to AIB and ask them rather than the overdraft.
Talk
to your new bank and see can they sort you out or get a loan online. A lot of places do loans online. If you wanted to get rid of that, you're going to have to get rid of it. Now, you can't leave with Ulster Bank and pay it down. So Ulster Bank aren't gone yet. So what you could do is move everything to AIB. And it's still expensive because you're going to be charged interest with Ulster Bank. But if you wanted this for ease, and you can put 50 quid off it then over the next 10 months, you get rid of it that way, because they're not actually gone yet. It'll be next year. So you have got a little bit of time to leave that overdraft there and clear it down yourself naturally over 10 months.
Yeah.
But it's expensive to do that compared to maybe getting a small loan somewhere and clearing that loan over 12 months as well.
So a couple of quick things before I let you go. People, we were talking there about sitting down, taking your hour or two, going through all your outgoings in your current bank account and, you know, making sure that you switch them over one by one, the direct debits, the card payments, all that kind of stuff. What about your mortgage? If your mortgage is with Ulster Bank or KBC and it is moving, what do you have to do?
Yeah, so they're automatically, if you have a mortgage with either of those banks, they're automatically going to be switched to Bank of Ireland and permit CSB, but it looks at things, but your final decisions to come through and those. You're just going to be given a Bank of Ireland account or a PTSB account, also Bank and KBC is Bank of Ireland. Yeah. So what's going to happen there is you're going to wake up and just Bank of Ireland, and you're going to honour your existing rate average, because there's nothing to worry about. So if you're on a fixed rate with Ulster Bank, say at 2.3, and it goes to permit CSB, say in that example, they're going to have to honour that 2.3% rate until the variable
kicks back in.
And you have an option then to permit CSB to go with their new fixed rates, or else you can switch them from permit fees to somewhere else.
Okay.
The big issue here is that, you know, if you are going to one of those banks, if you have a mortgage, the big tip here is to try and fix it ASAP for as long as possible.
Okay.
We've been saying this for over 12 months here at Aspall. Rates, we said we're going to go up. They're already going up by 0.5%. There's another 1% by the end of this year going to go on to ECB rates. That means if you have a tracker, it's going to be one. You're going to get about 8 letters if you're on a tracker between now and the end of next year.
Right.
Increases, in my opinion. And if you're on a fixed rate and you're coming off a fixed rate in 2 or 3 years, you're going to be going to a really higher fixed rate, in my opinion, in the Irish marketplace. In fairness, give the bank some credit here. Bank of Ireland, the PTSB, I think they've come out already to say that they are not going to be passing on the first one or two interest rates, but that doesn't mean they won't pass them on next year.
They
might pass all the other ones on, and they might go back and pass the ones on from this year next year as well. So I'm giving consumers a little bit of time to ease into these credit or interest rate hikes, but you know, it's going to be ridiculous. Like, right now is going to be the cheapest time, in my opinion, to borrow over the next decade at least is what I'm saying to people. So if you are worried and you are switching banks and you want to sit down, you're giving yourself that hour, maybe talk to somebody about a mortgage switcher and looking at the rates or the marketplace and try and fix for long term.
Like, you're giving me a tight chest, Paul. I'm not going to lie to you. a tight chest. Listen, all the info, we couldn't get to everything today, but all the info that people might need is at ccpc.ie. And where can people follow you, Paul?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at askpaul.ie, and there's loads of information. We have free financial academy there as well for everything you need to know about finance on it as well, which is free. So there's a lot of information on the page, so go check the Instagram out and askpaul.ie page on the website as well.
Unreal. A texter says here, Revolut are a bank and regulated and have a customer service. If you pay a small monthly fee, you get all the perks of the card and customer services part of that. That just came in because we were talking about about Revolut.
Yeah, no, they are a bank now. They are they're right. They are a bank, but their services are horrendous.
Fair. That's totally fair. That was your experience. Listen, Paul Merriman, thank you so much for chatting to us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. All the best.
Thanks, Mill Paul. Good luck. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.